place of their birth. I dig reading. I dig a good book. I dig reading. Come take a look. I dig reading. I dig a good book. I dig reading.
You're listening to the Kids Cookie Break 10 o'clock theme party with a focus today on books and reading. That was Two of a Kind. I dig reading. Brent Holmes, a big book about ice cream, Bible books and book round and Turkish delight from a favorite book I know of many of you out there. Library book. Everything is free at the library and much, much more coming up. Our very special guest today for the 10 o'clock theme party, authors Steve and Jean Goodwin joining us once again, but this time joining us from their house. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. So happy to be with you.
And I'm trusting. Yeah, everyone's safe and healthy.
Everyone is safe and healthy.
Yes, we're great. So thank you for asking.
And spending lots of time at home, you might have some extra time on your hands. Who knows? Maybe you'll write another book.
That's a good idea.
Well, let's talk about Binny the Bunny. I think this is the third year we have given away Binny the Bunny. And you always, of course, visit us every Christmas time to talk about your first book. And you have a new book, too. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. But Binny the Bunny, whoever wants to just give us the basic plot of Binny the Bunny.
Okay. All right. Binny the Bunny. Do you know Easter eggs were not always colorful? In fact, for many years, shiny white eggs were delivered to the front door of each house on Easter morning. This is the story of how that changed.
So, yes, that's the first two sentences. And then we go on. Binny has a disability, is a little bit different than the other bunnies, and is not accepted by them. And so she looks for other things to do with her time. And, of course, she wanted to be an Easter bunny, just like all young Easter bunnies. And the other thing is, a lot of people don't realize there's a team of Easter bunnies. That's how they can get to everywhere as quickly as they can. And so Binny wanted to be on the team. And so there's a competition to get onto the team, and Binny wins, and then she becomes an Easter bunny, and she's the first brown Easter bunny ever.
So that's a very, very short story about Binny the Bunny, but in our book, we explain a lot of things about Easter and about the feelings that Binny goes through and the changes that she makes, the positive changes in our world. So it's a very touching story about a very special bunny.
And her disability ends up even being an advantage. And in the theme of Easter, the other main theme in the story is forgiveness. And so Binny teaches all the other bunnies about forgiveness as well.
I love the illustrations, too. Do you want to talk a little bit about the illustrations in the book?
Sure. Our illustrator is Ioana Philippou, and she is a young woman who just had her second baby recently, and she was a student of mine at the University of Delaware. She was an art major, and she lives in Cyprus, which is one of, over by, she's Greek, so it's part of the Greek country, and she just has a very unique style, and she has just a tremendous use of colors, and she has such a wonderful imagination. And if you look at the illustrations in all the books she's done for us, you'll find little hidden gems throughout all of the pictures where she just puts these little things in there that are just really cute.
Yes, if you buy any of our books or get any of our books, You must look at the illustrations very carefully. They are wonderful. We have used Ioana Philippou for all of our books because she brings such detail and color and just brings the stories alive. And we have really, really been very pleased and happy with her art and her illustrations. So please make sure that you look very carefully at all the illustrations the whole way through the book. They're just wonderful.
Mm, oh, that they are. And you're right. I just love her use of color, and I do love the detail. That was one of my favorite things about books when I was younger is, you know, illustrations like this and detail like this where you could find little surprises, little Easter eggs throughout the book. Let's give everyone a chance to win one of the Benny the Bunny Easter books. Jen is at the phones. So what caller numbers should we take?
Hi, Jen. Let's take caller caller number 5.
Fine. That's what I was thinking, too. Beautiful.
Two great minds think alike. Caller 5, 717-392-FM90, 717-392-3690. We will be back with Steve and Jean Goodwin. Right now, a song, another song about a book, a big book about ice cream. It's Brent Holmes on the Kids Cookie Break.